It's almost like a pre-bailout. There's a problem that could cost the city a bunch of money down the line, so officials are hoping they can spend a little bit of cash now instead of an exorbitant amount later. It has to do with the underfunded HOA accounts at the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority's deed-restricted housing developments. And it's all quite complicated.
It is a little complicated.
Very complicated thing.
There's a lot of administrative mathematics involved, a lot of spreadsheets and stuff.
City officials are proposing to create an escrow account for all 1,600 for-sale units and juice it with $10,000 each. It's like a capital reserve starter kit, one that, in total, will require $16 million of taxpayer money to fund. Details of where that money would come from and who would oversee it are still a little fuzzy. First, we have to understand the problem that the multi-million dollar investment is attempting to solve. Assistant Manager Barry Crook says it's all about economics, specifically rational economics, what normal people do to keep money in their pocket.
Nobody, deed-restricted, non-deed-restricted, likes to spend money they don't think they have to spend.
In the free market, the reason homeowners might put money into an expensive long-term item like a new roof is because it adds value to their home when they go to sell it. But in the Aspen deed-restricted housing market, there's a cap on the sales price of a home, and no shortage of people waiting in line to pay that price, regardless of the condition.
That tends to be a given that the market will send you a signal about what you are doing or what you are not doing. In the deed-restricted market, that signal doesn't exist. You almost always get the maximum price, whether the unit is well-kept or not.
The way big-ticket items are purchased in an HOA setup like those that the affordable units are a part of is through collecting monthly dues that get set aside in a capital reserve account. This is on top of the payments that go to standard HOA expenses like snow removal and lawn maintenance. Councilmember Adam Frisch has been on a Housing Citizen Advisory Board for years and sees capital reserves are grossly underfunded for the type of costly home improvements that will all start hitting the fan at the same time, as things like roofs and insulation reach their 15, 20, and 30-year marks.
We saw that the average shortfall of capital reserves was about $9,000. But that $9,000 was $9,000 of an expense that was never part of any conversation at the sale process. When couples were sitting down to do the math about child care and school and health care and housing, and they most of them worked in insurance and most of them worked in HOA dues, but this capital reserve number was never really part of it.
There are laws that require HOAs to have an official capital reserve plan, but that's it. And the plan can literally be, we have no plan. Crook's proposal to fund each unit with $10,000 comes with a catch, one that he is hoping assures that this payment will be a one-time gift from the city.
Then there'll be a change in the declarations that put a requirement on an HOA's board to conduct these reserve studies and to fund to 70% over 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
That's not in place right now.
No. Well, it is at Burlingame.
The city's newest subdivision, Burlingame Ranch, is one of the developments that stands to gain the most with this proposal. With a well-funded nest egg and a policy already in place regarding reserve studies, the $10,000 escrow account from the city is just icing on the cake. Stefan Reveal is the Burlingame Master Association president. He has twice overseen a rise in capital reserve dues at the association.
It is never a pleasant affair, but it is a necessary affair as you, as an HOA board member, have a fiduciary requirement to the current homeowners as well as future homeowners that buy into those units.
On the other hand, some HOA's capital reserves have been so poorly managed that even with a $10,000 handout, they will still need to increase dues. So why give money to someone with a track record of irresponsible saving? Frisch says Aspen-Pitkin County's affordable housing program is part of what makes the resort community such a desirable location. The presence of low-income workers and professionals help make Aspen a vibrant and diverse city, which in turn raises the quality of life and the price of real estate for all homeowners. And if you don't buy that, look at how small $16 million looks as compared to the current trajectory, the potential to lose affordable housing units through negligence, and then be faced with a much bigger bill for brand new buildings.
That's technically an option, that we just let some complexes go away and we'll figure out how to deal with them then. But again, you're looking at an $800,000, or if it's on existing land, you're looking at $400,000 or $500,000 versus a $5,000 or $10,000 investment from the community.
The bailout proposal needs to be vetted by the Pitkin County Commissioners and the APCHA Board as it moves forward. officials are banking on the funds to stabilize a precarious future of existing affordable housing units while rationalizing the giveaway as a one-time deal. Allison Bechtish, Aspen Public Radio News.